You're listening to Leaders Portfolio Audiocast on leadersportfolio.com. I'm your host, Rebecca Blacksmith, here with the partner of Immersion Active, David Weigel. Welcome to Leaders Portfolio, David.
Thank you for having me.
Immersion Active is a marketing company targeting baby boomers and seniors. You were ranked 1624 on the Inc. 5000 list due to growth of 197% between 2005 and 2008. So congratulations.
Yeah, thank you very much. And to be a little bit more specific, our business is at the intersection of internet marketing. We're an interactive agency focused on the boomer and senior markets, so not just a general marketing agency.
And I was reading a little bit about this, and you founded this company, but in the beginning you didn't focus specifically on that. And did you fall into this area, or did you realize this was an area of growth? I better fall into this area.
Right. Great question. So we've been in business since 98, like you said, and about 4 years ago, I think we realized that a lot of what we did had become a commodity, and we just took a hard look at where we had experience, and with the help of a trusted consultant, we kind of saw this as an area where, based on some of our client base, we had a lot of experience, not necessarily expertise, and so we decided to pursue it as our dedicated niche.
Excellent. And let's see, you said the majority of adults in the United States are over the age of 40. And so that's your kind of value proposition.
Yeah, absolutely. For the first time in history, we have more adults over 40 than under 40. And when it comes to the internet, adults 50 plus make up the largest and fastest growing constituency. And they're, I don't think anybody would deny, sorely underserved.
And you co-authored a book called Dot Boom. And we're speaking with David Weigel, partner of Immersion Active. You have this concept for marketing to boomers called meaningful online engagement as opposed to non-meaningful online engagement, which you
right.
would argue happens a lot.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it happens a lot for all consumers. And what we do is we kind of move away from measuring our success just based on clicks and banner ads and things like that to, how are we really helping these people process their lives and how does that turn into a longer lasting relationship for which our ultimate goal with the meaningful online engagement philosophy is one of sharing. So how can we leverage word of mouth in the form of getting adults over 50 to really share online and spread the word for our clients?
So, of course, we have a lot of businesses listening, and, mm-hmm. and they would care about what you're trying to do, which is to reach this target audience of older folks. What are some very quick pieces of advice you could tell them to do that they're generally just not doing now?
Sure. There's a lot of things that fly in the face of conventional wisdom. On the real simple end, just putting your phone number large and above the fold, just from a tactical design standpoint. But then there's other things we say our mantra is lead with the right and follow with the left. And that's based on the worldviews and how an older consumer processes information. You really need to win landing rights by appealing to the right half of their brain, that is kind of the creative emotional side, as opposed to hitting them up first with features and benefits as you would typically do online.
And you know that from kind of years of doing this, gut instinct or research?
Research. Yeah, yeah. And, from the standpoint of lead with the right, follow with the left, that's actually not that our industry is a science, but that's actually based on some recent science by way of brain imaging that we're able to tell how somebody goes through that decision-making process based on what parts of the brain are activated when they've been in a shopping experience or online.
And what do you see? Are businesses in general aware of this group of people, or are they not? Are they just marketing generally, and it's not targeted enough? Or are you seeing more attention to this group over time?
There's definitely more attention now as a result of the economy. I would say the media gives it more attention than the CMO or corporate marketer. Unfortunately, it's still a battle for us sometimes to. Show them. But once you show them the data, then their eyes are wide open. But still, there's very much a mass marketing approach that happens in corporate America that kind of fights taking this, segmented approach.
So and what's your prediction for the next few years on businesses marketing to this group of people? Are they going to pay more attention, or what are they kind of testing now that we're going to see in a few years?
Right. Of course, it's in my interest to say I hope that they are.
Okay.
But, we are definitely increasingly seeing that. And you know, it plays out in a lot of different ways, but, you know, it'll be a test campaign here. You're starting to see even commercials on television, which clearly are taking what we call an ageless approach of, whereas maybe before they would just have showed younger consumers or the younger generations, now there's an intergenerational approach to the programming and advertising that seems more inclusive, and that's good. That's a good sign for us.
Excellent. And you founded this what year?
1998.
And it really took off for you starting in like 2003-ish?
Yes. I'm not sure I would say it took off. It's been slow going, to be honest. And, you know, there's a handful of us with this expertise in the country and the world, for that matter. And actually, where there's a great potential for us growth-wise, we see is globally. Countries Ireland and Singapore, sorry.
Countries interested in marketing to the U.S. older demo or to other countries' older demo, or both?
Both. It depends on the country. Still a lot of interest in the U.S. boomers because countries like China realize that while we've all lost a lot of our portfolio, at least the boomers have some discretionary income left.
Interesting. That's good. We're speaking with a partner of Immersion Active, David Weigelt. What is your leadership philosophy?
You know, I think my leadership philosophy comes from a stakeholder interview we once did with one of our clients, for which he said, you know, being a leader sometimes is not about having all the right answers, but being able to ask the tough questions. So I would say I'm a good question asker. And then beyond that, it's definitely just like the campaigns that we build for our clients. It's about inspiring the influencers around us and you know, helping them become leaders. So I'm not sure I'm perfect at that, but that's my philosophy.
And what's the best question you've ever asked about your business?
Wow, the best question I've ever asked about my business. A question I ask daily is, why are we doing this? And I think that's a good question to ask in marketing when sometimes, you know, something feels good, but there's not necessarily the data behind it or, you know, reason to support that action.
And you know, speaking generally in the marketing field, it's interesting to me how, you know, my background is academic, all these, you know, degrees. And so data, I mean, that's, you know, you get your degrees because you measure data, right? And it's amazing to me how marketing is, it's becoming more, even, I'll speak even to radio and TV, data is more and more important to those fields.
Yep.
And 10 years ago, not much.
Right. You ran something and, you know, several months later, you kind of hoped, right, you would see some results from it. So we're kind of caught in that too, and I hope it's not the next downfall for the marketing industry, but there is a ton of data available, and one thing our book really does well is take this developmental approach, this real humanistic approach, and combine it with everything the web has to offer by way of analytics. So there's a lot of good stuff out there in terms of how you measure what you do, but you really need to be holistic about it and put it in context of, you know, what you're trying to achieve and so forth. So for us, it's not all about numbers, and we think actually as a marketer, you can get we're starting to tout that a little more than we should.
Okay, good. Well, I mean, good that it's starting to head in that direction. Mm-hmm. And now your background is you worked as a senior designer for the world's largest aviation association, and you helped create a 30,000-page website and e-learning on the site.
Right. Yes. Yeah, so
a lot.
It was a big site, and that was back in the days when you built out each page of a website from a static standpoint and worked a lot on the strategy side of that as well. This was back in the days when this association had, you know, their only presence online was a CompuServe bulletin board. And so that was our transition. And I can remember trying to convince our CEO, who was very progressive from a technology standpoint, this whole web thing, I think it's going to, you know, take off. Mm-hmm. And so it's funny to look back on that argument now.
Good thing. Very true. Now, how, you know, you said it has been a little bit of a struggle. I don't know the exact word you said, but over time. And, you know, you're ranked 1624 in the Inc. 5000 list. So if it's been a struggle for you, you know it's a struggle for most businesses, right? Because of, and at least, of course, that speaks to the private sector only. So how are you, as a leader, navigating the economic climate?
So when I say it's a struggle for us, actually, we've been doing great from an economic standpoint because of our focus on this consumer, on these consumers. The struggle has been sometimes communicating and educating companies on the why they should be approaching boomers and seniors online. But from an economic standpoint, you know, I would say we very much pick up on a lot of Southwest philosophies. And I remember Herb Keller once saying, you know, if you want to be successful in the downtimes, run your company every day like, you know, it's a poor economy. And so, you know, we certainly take certain liberties and enjoy ourselves and try to make sure there's a culture for which people are happy to come to work. But we're also pretty frugal about how we do things.
Excellent. And so are you, you know, what's your kind of 5-year plan? Staying on the 5,000 list? It's going to get harder.
I think it is going to get harder. Yeah, you know, you can't stop. And we came out with this book. And this year, we our WIG, as we call it, our wildly important goal, is something called the Regenesis Project, which is a really aggressive plan to kind of rethink the face of marketing and applying what we're doing in the book. So, you know, I'm totally satisfied having lived through the dot-com days and now this economy, that as long as we keep moving and pushing forward, and actually if we push forward more so in times like this, we'll be fine.
Excellent, excellent. We're speaking with David Weigelt, partner of Immersion Active. And I mean, you have a very optimistic view. Is that something that's a part of who
I
you
am,
are?
I am optimistic, and it is who I am, but I always believe that there's opportunity, and that hasn't let me down, and I think, yeah, we'll be good.
And you started Immersion Active with a partner in 1998. Is still present?
That's correct, Jonathan Bowman.
Okay, and so talk to me about leadership with a partnership, which is sometimes tough.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. And I'm sure you've talked about this in previous shows, but you know, it's a marriage. And frankly, I got really lucky. My business partner was somebody that I knew from college. We both went to Western Maryland College, now McDaniel College. And, you know, right out of school, of course, a few years into our careers, we felt like we could do it better than our bosses were doing. But we lucked out in that.
And you were right.
I was right. Yeah.
Not always right, right? Not everybody's right.
But, you know, our personalities really complement each other. And I think the biggest thing is, you know, making sure that you're not getting into it for the same reasons to accomplish the same thing. So he's a little bit more right-brained. I tend to be a little bit more left-brained, but we're still whole brain thinkers, and we have different areas of the business we focus on. I definitely would not be here today if it wasn't for him as my partner.
And one of the issues we talk about with leadership and partners is there's always this kind of figuring out of who does what,
yep,
and who does the stuff they don't want to do but they need to because they're better at it, and those types of things. Did you figure that out pretty quickly?
We figured that out pretty quickly. Yeah, we figured out neither one of us should be doing the books. So we've never done the books a day in our lives. And like I said, it was pretty natural just based on our personalities, but we talked it through pretty good and had a pretty good, partner agreement right up front that really delineated that, the responsibilities.
Okay, excellent, excellent. We're speaking with David Weigelt, Immersion Active, ranked 1624 on the Inc. 5,000 list. And I know I kind of covered this a little bit. I was talking about what could businesses do to start or not start, but often increase the attention they pay to this demo. I'm going to ask you that in a different way, and I'm going to say, what can small businesses versus large company do to pay attention to that demo?
Right. I would actually give the same answer for both.
Really?
And that is to inspire sharing. So the real opportunity and the problem that both large and small companies have when they're approaching an older consumer online is that they think that the form of engagement, let's say for social media, is to acknowledge them as creators, when only in fact 7% of boomers participate in on a regular basis in creating or contributing to what's called user-generated content. So one of the big things we try to do, just like any good salesperson would do, is to mirror their form of engagement online and to encourage that and inspire it through the helpful content that we put out there. And that's something I think any size company can do.
And, you know, it's also interesting. I'm sure you have a lot of data on this. That age group, you know, they're probably not on MySpace. They're probably not on Facebook. I'm guessing they're on LinkedIn. Am I right? Are my guesses right? You tell me.
So, no, you're way off.
Is that right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And this is the beauty and the bane of our existence right now is that back in January, CNN's homepage reported that women 55 plus were the fastest growing group on Facebook.
Wow. Don't hire me.
And just 2 weeks ago, New York Times reported that it was actually adults 45 plus that made up the biggest user base on Twitter. But the problem is, again, the form of engagement. A lot of times these adults are jumping onto these social media, social networking sites because they're trying to stay connected or meet some relationship need, and they're quickly turned off. You know, so there's a good side to that story and there's a negative side to that story, but there's great potential going forward.
Excellent, David. I want to thank you for being on the show.
Hey, thank you very much, Rebecca.
Appreciate it. Partner of Immersion Active, David Weigel. And of course, you can catch his interview at leadersportfolio.com. Hey, if you like the business you work for, nominate them for the 2010 Leaders Portfolio Awards. Do you think they're an effective leader? Apply yourself for the 2010 Leaders Portfolio Awards. It's all online at leadersportfolio.com. And maybe you know a rising leader. This is a category I care about. You know, nominate them. Leadersportfolio.com.
Leaders Portfolio with Rebecca Blacksmith, now playing at leadersportfolio.com.
Be the first to know who won our Leaders Portfolio Awards. Visit leadersportfolio.com and sign up for our mailing list. Be the first to know if your company won the Leadership Business of the Year. Sign up for our mailing list. Host Rebecca Blacksmith speaks to organizations about leadership. Find out where on our mailing list. Learn about guest interviews and leadership advice. Visit leadersportfolio.com and sign up for our mailing list.
The Hilton Garden Inn Fairfax Hotel near I-66 and 50 provides state-of-the-art guest rooms with complimentary high-speed internet access, a full-service restaurant, business meeting and banquet rooms for up to 300 guests with a professional staff that stays focused on the details so you don't have to, and full banquet catering. Call 703-385-7774 for guest rooms, meeting space, or special events at this award-winning hotel. That's 703-385-7774. The Hilton Garden Inn Fairfax.